Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, Bernstein's not here. Well, he'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, Dan will be back tomorrow from his colonoscopy. His triumphant return.
Is it today?
Starts at 9 a.m. Yeah, it's today.
Well, he'll be back tomorrow.
Is that Terry's alter ego?
I don't know.
Hey, little guy.
I don't know.
If it was at 9, it's done. He's done, and he's probably feeling tremendous right now.
Yeah, you would imagine, right?
He's apparently like, all right.
Look,
he's feeling like an Angels player.
As someone who has Crohn's disease, I get a yearly colonoscopy.
Sure.
And I will tell you that the prep is the worst part. Getting ready, getting yourself cleaned out is the worst part of it. And then you kind of go through this thing because you're dehydrated and you're taking all this stuff to clean out your system. It's bad. But the moment when the drugs hit you. I've never been one. I don't drink that much. I've never done drugs. But I will tell you that the moment that you can see it going through and they put you in what they call twilight is the best moment. It feels great. I remember the first time that I like actually was paying attention to what was going on.
Yeah.
And you're like watching your heartbeat on the heart monitor.
Ooh.
And then it goes, you know, boop, boop. And it's like, boop, boop.
Yeah.
It's like, and then you go, wait, what just happened? And they're like, oh, it's over. I'm like, what do you mean it's over? We just rolled in there. That was 45 minutes ago.
That's quite a cocktail.
It is.
When you feel slow go.
When you feel that euphoria, is that the point at which you understand why there's a heroin epidemic?
Yes.
Like why people are trying. Look, I'm serious. Right? Trying to get your hands on that.
Groats. Yeah. I've talked about this with friends and family quite a bit. Like, had someone introduced me to that type of stuff early on, I look forward to it. I look forward to my colonoscopy for that moment. Like just that moment.
Not the prep.
No, the prep is, I mean, anyone who's ever gone through it will tell you.
Water.
It is the worst. But that 90-second window of you being completely dehydrated, angry, scared, to nothing matters. Nothing matters right now. To that moment where you look up and you see your mom or your wife and you're like, hey, what are you doing back here? Like, that was an hour ago. You're in recovery.
You're
now.
Good now. Everything's fine.
Oh, can I have some Lorna Dunes and some orange juice, please? I haven't eaten in 2 days.
How was vacation?
It was great.
Yeah?
It wasn't that great.
Get yourself set?
Yeah.
You find yourself a spot?
I had a great time. I spent 2 days in Las Vegas, and that was fun. And I joked about it a little bit on the podcast today. It was fun because the moment like I got my bags and like got into the room, I looked up and I was like, wait, Verlander's starting on early rest? That's a terrible idea. Statistically speaking,
right.
Went straight down to the sports book and bet Rays, pounded Rays. Mm-hmm. And didn't have to go to the ATM for the rest of the trip.
Oh, nice. Oh, that kind of go after the Rays bet. Well done, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I had a little money to play around on the blackjack table and craps table. And there are a lot of Chicago people running the tables at the MGM. Mm. So there's some scorehead people there.
Oh, nice.
They're like, hey.
Good to see them.
It's one of those things where like you're talking. This happens to you guys. Like you're talking, that's one of the places where I don't expect for my voice to resonate.
Right.
And then someone's like, hey, do you?
I know you.
And I'm like, I'm sitting here in my pajamas playing blackjack at 7 in the morning. I'm supposed to be left alone. But it turns out the guy's a scorehead, and we had a great time.
Speaking of, the new sports book at Ameristar East Chicago has all the action, real-time odds, and the best prop bets. Plus, with fast 24-hour betting kiosks, there's no waiting. So grab the crew, come to the new sports book at Ameristar East Chicago. Must be 21 to learn more. See My Choice Center. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
You guys will get a kick out of this. Connor, maybe you particularly. I'm there in Arizona. So I did 2 days. My favorite flight in America is Vegas to Phoenix.
I've done that flight once.
Because basically,
don't remember much of it.
You go over the Grand Canyon, yeah, and then you're in Phoenix.
Glorious.
So like the whole ride is you flying over the Grand Canyon. So you get to see the Grand Canyon. It's great. I get into Scottsdale on Friday. I just had such a great time. Just lay back, like really relaxed. Just watch sports the whole nine yards. I'm up early because I like to go hiking in AZ when I'm there.
For sure.
And I'm like, today I'm not going to hike. I'm just going to walk downtown Scottsdale. I open up Twitter. Saber was having a meeting at my hotel.
That's right. That was the nerdery, the convention.
It was great.
I don't know what that is.
Do you hop down?
Saber.
Like the Saber Match, the Society of American Baseball Research.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought that was like a superhero.
Or a sword.
Saber.
Saber's here. So I went and watched 5 presentations.
Nice.
It was great.
See anybody that we'd all know?
No.
Or just kind of the undercard stuff?
Yeah.
It's all good.
Well, they were doing like Arizona Fall League stuff.
Yeah.
So I had a great time. So vacation was good. Like, I'm happy to be back.
Good on you, man. I'm glad.
And I come back to, you know, Bears destruction, apparently.
Yeah, because we heard from Mark Grody, our Bears beat reporter, just a couple of minutes ago before we brought you on, that the plan is, as it exists now, to have Mitch speak to reporters at some point this afternoon. I'm sure you guys are set for battle there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And hopefully, I actually do want to talk about Mitch today. And not the way that people might think that I want to talk about Mitch today.
Is Mitch good? That's what I think you need to do.
Well,
is Mitch good?
Well, I think some of that has been answered. I think the question now becomes, how good does Mitch have to be?
This is the sequel.
Yes.
The
now,
sequel.
Now we're doing sequels and prequels. And speaking of which, El Camino, if you're Breaking Bad.
Saw it.
What'd you think?
Liked.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Now I was on a plane, and I think that changes the experience.
It does. Yeah.
But I thought, man.
You know what I hate about it, though?
Yeah.
Is that I watch it, and it's 2 hours, and it's great, and then I want more.
You want more.
I want more.
You want to know what happens next.
I do.
You're like Lawrence at a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Right?
And no, you don't want to know. I don't want to know anything, even though they put it up on the screen for you.
No, you just want more.
I just want more of the...
Yeah, you want more of the duck.
More of the juice, the precious juice.
Give me that juice.
We talked about Mitch a lot today, especially in light of the Marcus Mariota stuff in Tennessee, and I just... There is a clock that ticks, and the speed at which it goes is set by Mitch's play. And it's not good right now. That means the clock ticks faster.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you've got another force on that clock. That's the salary cap, just how many years you're willing to pay those prices for Mitch. And then a third force that acts on that is the defense. Every great defense in the NFL has an expiration date of some kind. I don't know what the Bears is, but they better time it up so that it works out with this, however fast Mitch's clock is running.
Connor, I heard you guys talking about this earlier, and one of the reasons that I felt like I was in a position to warn Bears fans was, and the warning that I used was Jacksonville Jaguars,
mm-hmm,
Minnesota Vikings. Last year at the beginning of the season, coming off the years that they had in 2017, you just said these teams are on a collision course to meet each other in the Super Bowl. But bleep happens. And one of the things that the Bears had last year that they clearly don't have this year is good health. And now you're seeing like what that ends up doing team and the kind of the cascading effect of all that. Now, they're putting up a brave front. I was listening to some of the stuff that the coaches were telling Grody about how this can all work. And Akeem Hicks, he's here. I mean, it doesn't matter that he's in your meetings. I know that it's great, and I'm happy that he's there. It does. You know where you'd love to have him? In the middle of your defensive line.
And healthy.
Because now watch how teams approach dealing with Khalil Mack. Now it's going to be a different ball game. And the guys that are rotating in to replace Hicks, I think are good. I think they're solid. But can they be the type of presence and game wrecker that Akeem Hicks has been? I think Akeem Hicks may go down as one of the most underappreciated Chicago Bears in history.
And he has been appreciated. That's not to say that he's gone full zero on
correct.
It. I think that's a good point.
I think that there have been a lot of people nationally who didn't realize like how – because think about how good they were even before Mac got here.
Oh, the dude should have been a Pro Bowler well before.
There's no doubt about it. So –
and it's really too bad he's not playing this week against the Saints, man. He's got it out for New Orleans. I mean,
yes,
you just talked to him. I mean, I talked like on the record, off the record. That's the team that let him go. And he has got a large chip on his shoulder towards that organization, and he would have wanted to do some hurting this week. There's no doubt about it. And I'm glad you brought that up, too, about how good he is, because we keep talking about guys like look, Nick Williams had a career game against Minnesota. The two sacks, he was terrific, but there's no way you can expect that to continue to happen. Bilal Nichols probably will be back this week.
But he's still playing hampered.
Playing hampered, exactly. For those of you who don't remember, Leonard Floyd did not play particularly well when he had the club. Once he ditched it, he had one of his best, you know, half seasons that he's had in a Bears uniform. But that's a serious thing. And to ask Bilal Nichols or Nick Williams to be anything close to what Akeem Hicks is a large order.
So, guys, I'm going to spend a lot of time talking football, catching up with Tony and Campy about a lot of stuff. I was going to bother Grody, but I'm not going to do that because he's been here being Bernstein. So that in itself
that's bothered him quite a bit.
Yeah, really. I mean, it'd bother anybody.
Can I still get the Hub 51 card, though? Because
no.
No.
Okay. No, right. You can't. Okay. You cannot do that. But we are going to talk with Big Ann Heron on the show today about Akeem Hicks. We will take you up to Hallis Hall. If Mitchell steps to the podium, I think we'll go up there and take a few minutes of that. I want to talk about that. Thanks to Connor. Thanks to Groats. The Bernstein McKnight Show every day, 9 a.m. to noon. Connor, we need to have a Joker conversation.
We do. I think I may go see it tonight.
So you still haven't seen it?
I hadn't gotten to it, no. A couple of things popped up. I think I could probably see it either tonight or tomorrow.
I went back. I saw it again yesterday.
Second time.
Yeah. So you liked it? Thumbs up?
Oh, I loved it.
Okay.
I loved Joaquin Phoenix and the whole thing. There's some stuff. Some stuff that needs to be discussed and fleshed out.
Right.
But overall, also, I enjoyed the first episode of Batwoman. Yeah.
Bears. All right. I'll take your endorsements there. Under
just take a look. I haven't seen episode two yet. But
is it just me or is it getting crazy out there?
Correct.
Bears.
That's actually a callback. There's a lot of Batman killing joke.
Really?
Well,
I don't know this stuff.
Joker. Like, there's a lot of callbacks in that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.